Micah chapter 2 says, I will surely gather all of you, Jacob, and I will surely bring together the remnant of Israel, and I will bring them together like a sheep in a pen, like a flock in a pasture. The place will throng with people. And then we all know the names of the Lord in the scripture. He's wonderful. He's Counselor. He's Prince of Peace. He's the Mighty God. But one that we don't often talk about much is his name, the Breaker. And Micah 2:13 says, the Breaker will go up before them, and they will break through the gate and go out. The King will pass through them, the Lord at their head. The Breaker, the one who breaks open the way, will go up before them. And how many of you know this morning the Lord is a way maker? Amen? And the Lord broke through the gates of death and Hades. In fact, he took the gates like Samson took the gates of Gaza and took them far away and threw them away. Now there's just an open hole there for those who are captive to escape. The Lord broke through sin and death, and he defeated for us the grave. And the Lord still today is the Breaker. The Lord is the one with the anointing to bring the breakthrough in any and every circumstance that we face. Amen? And so he has promised us, like Joshua, he's the mighty warrior with a sword in his hand, and he met Joshua. Joshua says, are you for us or for our enemies? And he says, neither. But on behalf of the hosts of the Lord, I have come. He's the commander of the Lord's hosts. And so he goes before us, not as a meek lamb, but as a conquering warrior. I just wonder today, as we're singing this, he made a way when there is no way. What are you facing right now that is insurmountable to you? What's a mountain that you're facing right now? Come on, what's a breakthrough that's needed in your life, physically, financially, emotionally right now? What are you facing right now? And I just sense the Lord is saying here today, he is still the Breaker today, like he was all these thousands of years ago. And yes, he broke through and brought us salvation, but he also will break through, and he will bring healing, and he will bring comfort, and he will bring restoration, and he will make things right that are crooked and wrong. So can we just call on him today? What do you need today? What do you need breakthrough for today? What is in your path today? What mountains today? Oh, Lord, that you would be the Breaker for us today as you have been in days of old. We take you at your promise that you go before us and we follow you today. Come on, what do you have today? Is there anything in your life? Just raise your hand. I want you to raise your hand if you would. If there's anything just standing in your way today, physical, emotional, spiritual, financial, whatever it is, just raise your hand. What has the Lord put in your way right now? Would you just raise your hand so that we can minister to one another? There's one there, there's two, three, four. Keep your hands up. Breakthrough. I just sense the Lord say, if you'll ask today, I will bring breakthrough for you. Just keep your hands up. Come on, look at me. I'm holding my hand up. I got my hand up. I'm one. Need breakthrough today. Just look around the room if you would. For those with their hands up, we got several. Just go to them if you would. Just pray for one another during this moment. We're going to sing more after this. Let's just pray for one another. If you don't go to someone with your hands up, pray for the person next to you. Just pray for them for the breakthrough, that Jesus might manifest his power this morning. He might bring it to pass. Let's just pray for one another. Yes, Lord.